Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 8th. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. What was this? What was it about Solomon's request that pleased God so much? Let's look closely at the particulars. First, Solomon asked for a discerning heart so that he could govern God's people effectively. He knew not to trust in his youth or position to guide his decisions and policies of state. God is pleased when his people do not think too highly of themselves, but think of themselves with sober judgment, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Secondly, Solomon did not ask for a long life or personal prosperity, which is what might be expected if Solomon had considered God to be like a genie popping out of a magic lamp to give him three wishes. It pleased God that Solomon recognized his place and claimed God's truth to be his real treasure, not time and money. Third, Solomon was gracious to his enemies, not seeking their death. God was pleased, for he long before had declared, "Vengeance is mine, not yours." God had made him a man and champion of peace, not war. Fourth, God was pleased to endow Solomon with all he needed to be an unparalleled and unrivaled king. Wealth is needed to run a great nation. Long-term wise leadership preserves and prospers a people. Solomon sought to serve God's purposes, not his own. And lastly, God was pleased with Solomon's worship because he approached God with generous and costly sacrifice. The 1,000 burnt offerings sacrificed at Gibeon were divided and consumed by the Israelites as a nation. So if we're serious about pleasing God and not doing the reverse, grieving the Holy Spirit, let us approach God as did Solomon, for our God is a consuming fire. Thanks for being with me today. We'll be back tomorrow.